Jarvis has got the ball on his feet, can't get the ball to the left foot, had the shot, and as it makes it head towards Bowen, cleared off the line, but slide in there, Rory Patterson, who makes it 2-1 to Derry City. Rory Patterson is giving Derry City.
Boy, tries to get across. Boy, what a goal from him! Not makes Dean Delaney. Comes off the inside of the post and makes it 2-0 to Derry.
Patterson. Oh, I just couldn't bring it out. That's outside. That was outside the box. The linesman was at least 3 or 4 yards away from where the ball was.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Drive 105 Smash Tonight Live preview show. I'm Felix Healy. Derry City and Tala tonight is going to be a big 72 hours with the champions heading to McGinn Park on Monday. And we'll hear from the city boss about those two games very shortly. James O'Toole will also be here with a roundup of all the other action in League of Ireland the next couple of days. But first, my two guests, Mr. Eddie Sadak, reserve team and under 19 manager, and Mr. Eamon Doherty, who's no stranger to Brandywell or indeed McGinn Park. He was there a couple of weeks ago. Probably trying to cast a wonder whether his kid's going to get back into the team or not. Good afternoon, guys. Eddie, McGinn Park last Friday night, I think it was fair to say that it just all ended in tears after what promised to be a fantastic occasion.
It certainly did. To be fair, it was a great occasion. The locals came out in numbers to support to see Derry City. The match itself was good despite the inclement conditions. Limerick took an early lead and Derry came storming back, drew level and were playing very well. It looked like they could go on and win the match. Everything was going well. It had all the makings of a cracker, and unfortunately after 25 minutes, as everyone knows, the lights went out and that was it for the evening.
Eamon, you were down as well. You would. What was it like being in amongst the crowd as opposed to being up in the gantry where Eddie was?
Yeah, it was a great occasion, as Eddie says. A great atmosphere, anticipation around the ground, and I see there was a embraced by the locals as well. There was a lot of people on the show in there just for out of interest. Obviously, the first League Ireland game in McGinn Park. It was great atmosphere, and especially the night game. There was a bit of rain at the start, but it went off, and it was a good match. Started off quite brightly. It was obviously with Limerick getting an early goal, and Derry came straight back into it, and looked as if they were going to go on and win the match. But disappointment, the lights went off. But that's one of them things, you know. It's a logistical problem, but hopefully that's rectify for the next time when Derry City play there.
There was a wee bit of discussion, Eddie, about McGinn Park. How did the surface look, and how did it look as if it was going to play for that 25 minutes?
It looked well, despite the heavy rain. People were a bit worried in case it cut up. But for the weather conditions we've had, I think McGinn was looking well. Both teams were able to get the ball down, knock it about, as suited both teams. So the whole occasion, including the pitch and the lights before they went out, to be fair, everything was going according to plan, except a bit of a malfunction.
No. Well, let's hear what the city boss makes of it. He was talking, Paddy Cook from the Outside Life team caught up with Kenny the other day and talked about two big games this weekend.
Yeah, we've got Shamrock Rovers down in Dublin and then with three home matches in just under a week. So, you know, those games are, it's very difficult not to think ahead of one game, but we try to focus on one game. And we look at Shamrock Rovers as being one of the top teams in the country, and our following fixture goes without saying, and then that next one after that too. So no, it's a tough period for us so early in the season. We've only played one game, and that's been in Dublin, and this is our second game of the season, and it's in Dublin. So it's a big challenge to go down there and come away with 3 points again, but we will do everything we can to achieve that.
We played them 3 times last season, come out on top and on 2 of them and a draw on 1. Do you feel maybe this year they'll know your style of football and what way you're going to set up?
Well, I wouldn't say that. They've brought in 2 of Dundalk's best players for their midfield. They've brought in a player from Sheffield United for their midfield. They've brought in the captain of Galway for their midfield. So they've put a lot of emphasis on bringing in players for the engine room, and they're all good quality. And you add that to the quality that they already have, then you have to say that looking at their pathway and what they're looking to achieve, I think they really have to win the title this year, Shamrock Rovers. That has been proven by the expenditure and the investment in those quality players they've brought in.
course, you've played Bowes this season, beat them. They've played Bowes this season, beat them. Do you read into that?
No, you can't. There's no direct line between outcomes, because you could go everywhere. Lincoln travelled and beat Burnley. Chelsea couldn't do that. 9/10 of the team in the English Premier League couldn't do that. So does that mean Lincoln's better than them? Most certainly not. So there's no correlation between the two at all.
Of course, a lot of injuries at the start of the season. Most notable the one, Rory Patterson. Is he any closer to coming back?
Well, Rory's an important loss for us, and so's Ben Doherty. Don't forget that. And so is Conor McDermott, two very young players in the threshold of trying to make their way in the game. And all three of them are big losses, not just Rory. And it means we have to alternate our ship and how we play. And we've discussed it a lot with the players in the last few days about how we intend to play. So they've got a good understanding of that.
Of course, you could say you had an extra week's rest after the failure of the Floodlights last week. How's your players cope with that this week? We not getting that over 90 minutes under the belt.
You don't want rest in the first, second week of the season. That's one thing you don't want. You want game conditioning is quite high up in how you prepare. So, no, I wouldn't say that that's been restful for us. We can't. We've compensated that by working a little bit harder to compensate not having a game. So, no, certainly not. No, there's no such thing.
Thank you, Kenny, and good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Right, that's the City boss, Kenny Shields, talking to Paddy Kirk from our Match Night Live team. It is, you know, you take all the financial things, such a downer, but it interrupts the flow of the season, really, doesn't it, what happened last week?
It does. The players had a good pre-season, a great result in their first match away from home, playing well in the second match, good conditions, good crowd, everything going. You couldn't have started the season in a better form. And all of a sudden the lights go out, you know, the game's stopped. It's a downer for the players, surely, but I'm sure they've worked them just as hard in training, and some of them played in the Ulster Senior League on Sunday anyway, so that probably helped.
What has Ben been saying to his father about Buncrana and what's been happening this week?
Well, I think obviously the experience they had, pre-season games down there as well, and the build-up the Limerick game. I think they look forward to the pitch. You know, the pitch is a big attraction to them because of the good surface and obviously the history of it as well. But it was a good dress rehearsal for them as well. You know, even though the game wasn't finished out, it was a good match day rehearsal for them, seeing how they were going to do their pre-match, seeing how they were going to do their warm-up and stuff, you know, so they got a good feel for the atmosphere and stuff, even though the game wasn't completed. But obviously going off the week before, the team should be in a positive frame of mind, going away to Bowes 4-1, then coming back to Limerick in the game 1-8, and the way it stopped, they were on top. So they'll be looking forward to tonight's game, and I'm sure the confidence should be high, you know.
We talk more in a minute, but first, let's James O'Toole with this roundup of all the other League of Ireland action this weekend. And James is hinting one or two people under pressure already.
Yeah, thanks very much, Felix. Well, as the intro music suggests, after match day two, there are a lot of gaffers and one referee who will be feeling the pressure if tonight's games don't go their way. Of course, three of the gaffers that will feel under pressure straight away are Shane Keegan at Galway, Dave Robinson at Sligo, and Liam Buckley at St. Pat's. With no points from two games so far, the clash between Sligo and St. Pat's tonight could already be the biggest clash of the season for both sides. The ref in question is, of course, the one and only Anthony Bunimer. A nightmare is probably the only way I can describe his performance at this time of night. So let's get straight into tonight's games, and where better to start than in Sligo. Both teams have been appalling so far, and last week's losses heaping even more pressure on both managers. For Robinson, two heavy losses and a lack of defensive knowledge could well end Mr. Cliche's time in the West. Another heavy loss tonight, and it could be sooner rather than later. Liam Buckley looked absolutely lost at the final whistle last week, and he knows his side have to start picking up points quickly before a European challenge, never mind a title one, is out of reach. The only sure thing with this game tonight is that one of these sides is going to end up with points, and another battering might well be on the cards for Sligo Rovers. Meanwhile, another team who have no points so far, despite a battling performance last week against Shamrock Rovers, are Bohemians. But despite running their bitter rivals close, it's still Neil Paugh for Keith Long's men. Tonight they welcome a free scoring and no defending Bray Wanderers to Dalymount Park. Harry Kenny's men overcame Finn Harps last weekend by 5-3. But as Kenny himself said afterwards, you won't win much in this league conceding 3 goals every game. And in truth, the Seasiders were a little bit fortunate with 3 of their goals. A soft free kick, a penalty that was never in a million miles inside the box, and a goal given while goalkeeper Kieran Gallagher was poleaxed on the floor, perfectly summed up an absolutely atrocious performance by Limerick referee Anthony Bunimer. But for Bray, it's the you score 3, we score 4 attitude that will see them through more than enough games this season. For the home side, it's going to be a case of batten up the hatches, park the bus in order to get at least a point from this game. I predict season 2017's first draw in this one. Now, staying with the 7:45 kickoffs, and it's to Dundalk where they welcome Limerick to Oriel Park. Last week was a case of getting the old band back together from Dundalk, as former Derry City players Michael Duffy, Thomas Stewart and the majestic Patrick McElhenney taught Sligo Rovers a lesson in a comfortable 4-0 win. For Limerick, it was a tough 25 minutes in McGinn Park before the lights went out. This should be a really good game of football. Limerick have something to prove this year, while Dundalk, they still need to prove the doubters wrong that they have the hunger to push for 4. This is certainly the game of the night if you're in neutral and you're around Dundalk. Head along for the 7:45 kickoff, because this is certainly going to be a great game. It's also one of the games that's very, very hard to call tonight. It could go either way, but I think the champions might just scrape it by the odd goal. And so let's move on to the 8 o'clock kickoffs now, and it's the short trip down the road to Drogheda as they take on Cork City. The Drogs have been the surprise package so far this season. 2 wins from 2 had the United Park faithful singing about winning league titles last Friday, as they easily saw off St Pat's. And despite being the underdogs then, they'll also be underdogs tonight, as they face a stiffer opponent in Cork City. And just like their hosts tonight, John Caulfield's Cork City have also won their opening 2 games, conceding 0 and scoring 5 goals along the way. Admittedly, those games were against Finn Harps and Galway, but still, nonetheless, a good run of form. Cork are one of those teams that play wonderful football at home, but have in the past played truly dreadful stuff outside of Turner's Cross. So tonight really depends on which Cork City John Caulfield dares to play. If it's the free-flowing attacking team, they should win with ease. But if we see the usual dour away tactics, then expect Drogs to maybe, just maybe, cause the first real upset of the season so far. And finally tonight we take a look at the battle between pointless Finn Harps and equally pointless Galway United. Ollie Horgan's men can take plenty of positives from last weekend's loss to Anthony Bunimer. 3 goals in the Carlisle grounds is never easy to come by, and very few teams get them. So that should spur on the Harps tonight. For Shane Keegan, he admitted himself last week that he has no idea what's going on with his side. They played 2 very good 45 minutes so far on match day 1 and 2, but fell apart in the second half on both occasions. So a hard game on a difficult pitch in Ballybuffet is not what he would have wanted. For Keegan, I can see more of the same though. For Harps, they can push on from last week and secure their first 3 points of the new season. So without further ado, it's back to you, Felix, in the studio. And until Monday night, it's good night from me.
Okay, James, thank you very much. James O'Toole with his, with talking about people under pressure already, Eddie. That's the nature of the beast nowadays, isn't it?
Definitely. With 3 teams getting relegated, there's going to be no margins for error. I think Galway, 2 matches, no points. St Pat's are the surprise one, or maybe not such a big surprise given their form towards the tail end of last season. So they'll be looking over their shoulder. Hopefully Finn Harps can get a result tonight, because albeit they're local rivals, but it's good for the game if we've 2 teams in the North West. So it's going to be interesting to see how the season pans out.
Yeah. Eamon, there's 5 teams with no points, we talked about before. I mean, it's really strange, really strange. It's going to be, it's interesting the top of the table, but there's a bigger fight at the bottom that seems to be. The favourites are standing out already.
Yeah, it is strange. Obviously, the new format of the league next year and 3 people being relegated, you would think that the games would be a lot tighter, teams would be cagey, but I think you won't see a true reflection on the league until after the first round of games are over, and you'll see teams starting to jog for position then. You know, are they going to invest in their squad, and when the transfer window opens after in summertime, or are they just going to contemplate, right, we're going to get relegated? But I think there will be more tight games. I think there will be more draws as the season progresses, because team will say, right, try and get a point that could keep them up at the end of the season. So I think the team hasn't been realistic at the start, because there has been 5 wins and 5 defeats, but I think the league will become more competitive, because the fear factor of getting relegated will kick in, you know.
And Mr. Buttermer at Bray last week, Eddie, is you and I have had many run in with Buttermer. I'm not going to say that in case he sues me, but he's not my favourite person. He's never done Harps any favours.
He certainly hasn't, Felix, as you say, we well know from our time at Harps. But what can you say? The penalty gave against Michael Fonson was an embarrassment, to be fair. And I don't know if he went in and apologised after the game or what the situation is there. But in such a season such as this, where 3 points, or as Eamon says, even 1 point could be crucial, to be given a penalty kick given against you at a crucial moment in a match for basically nothing was quite scandalous.
No, it is fair to say that you know, the sooner Harps get 3 points, the better, because the monkey off the back and all that kind of stuff.
Well, hopefully they'll get them tonight, Felix. I don't think Galway are the best team in the league. I feel they'll struggle. They'll be in a relegation battle. Home advantage for Finn Harps. Hopefully a bit of a crowd tonight, and hopefully they'll get the points.
Well, given the pitch the way it is, it'll not do either team any favours at Duff. Listen, guys, Eamon, Eddie, thanks very much as always. That's almost it. Folks, I hope you can join us again for our previous show on Monday night as we look forward to the champions Dundalk coming to McGinn Park and bringing their own generator, from what I hear. After a word from our donor, we'll be joining our Match Live team at Tala. That's it for me. Bye for now.